This is one of the most critical issues facing Denver as it chooses its next DA. I've been going out to neighborhood meetings across our city, knocking on doors, and people always want to talk about what are you going to do, because the public is losing faith in the police department. And the DA is a critical role in that. The DA is the only elected public safety official in this state, in the city. And that means it's an important bully pulpit to talk about these issues. And what we need to do is make sure that our officers are properly trained. Trained not only on how to use force, but how to de-escalate. So often, the most powerful tool an officer has is words to calm a situation down. When you think of the situation on Staten Island, a bunch of officers swarming around a man who's selling loose cigarettes. What if one of those officers had said, hey, everybody take a step back, let's just talk about this. We just need to issue a citation, we don't have to take you to the ground, talk about it. That's what we need to train our officers to do, that force has to be used to protect themselves and the public at times, but only as a last resort. And it's about the training so that we have critical response incident teams responding with the officers to those situations of mental illness, the situations where people are trying to harm themselves. And then the public can work together and with the DA at the side to rebuild confidence in the Denver Police Department.
I'm next, I guess. So this is one of the biggest issues that we're facing in this city. There is a definite lack of trust, particularly among communities of color, with our law enforcement officers. And law enforcement officers must be held accountable, just like everyone else is held accountable. I have actually prosecuted, convicted, and sent to prison a Denver police officer. I'm the only one in this race that has done that. So if it needs to be done, I will do it. I do think we also need to give our officers more tools in how to de-escalate situations so that they have training that will help them understand when someone is in a psychotic breakdown or someone is suffering from mental health issues, how to address that. And this can be done. The majority of our police officers are in it for the right reasons. They never draw their weapons. They are able to use other options when they're confronted with these tough situations. And I have a great deal of respect for them. But we must weed out the ones who are unable to control their own abilities when confronted with tough situations and we need to help them learn to use less than lethal force to address these very difficult and challenging situations. But they must be held accountable just as all of us are held accountable. The DA does in relationship to law enforcement. I've been a DA, as I've said, or maybe not have said yet, for 21 years. Our role in interacting with the Denver Police Department is not necessarily in the training that folks are talking about. We don't set the curriculum. We teach at the academy, but we don't set the curriculum. What we do is we make decisions whether or not to charge. And then we also interact on a daily basis with people, either accepting cases or not accepting cases, and also in advanced training. Each Denver police officer is required to go through 40 hours of critical incident training, and they do. So people do get training. And I also think that Denver police officers want, on occasions, to do the right thing. And I don't say that on occasion. They do. People get up. They want to do the right thing. So you can talk all you want about giving more training, but that's not what's really the point. The point is having a relationship with the police department. Because I've said no to the Denver Police Department more than anybody else that understands you will make a decision based on the facts, will not shy away from making a tough one, but will also support excellent policing. And that goes back to that issue, just so we're talking about responses, those critical intercepts. When someone is having a mental health breakdown, is it the police who need to respond, or is it somebody else? Because they don't always have to be there. We can do a lot, but simply talking about some training here and some training there, when that's not our role, is a misunderstanding of what we do.
So when we talk about accountability, the DA's office has to hold everyone accountable. It's not just about holding the police accountable. It's about holding politicians, regular day folks, everybody. And there's one standard that we used in the DA's office in order to determine how we, whether or not we file charges. And it's when we have evidence that meets the burden of proof beyond a reasonable doubt, we file charges. And that's it. That is what I'm committed to doing. That's what I'm going to do. And we can talk about, yes, we have to hire good police officers. That is a must. And that's something the city has to commit itself. And I commend the Denver Justice Project for their work that they've done with the city to try to address those issues of hiring and of training. But it's three things. It's hiring, it's training, and it's discipline. And the disciplinary role of the DA's office is whether or not we are going to file charges against the police. And in my case, if I don't file charges, you're going to know about it because we're going to have a public fact-finding review, and I'm committed to it, and I'm going to start it on day one. It's important that we bring transparency to how we do business down in the Denver District Attorney's Office so we can restore the trust that has been lost in this community. I want to say one thing. It's not true that we have not charged any law enforcement personnel for felony excessive force. There is no charge of excessive force. There is a charge of assault or something like that that comes out of the use of excessive force. 23 police officers have been filed against during the current administration under Mitch Morrissey. 7 of those cases have come out of the use of coercion or excessive force. The last 3 of those cases that went to trial were not guilty. They were Officer Porter, Officer Cordova, and a Denver Sheriff's deputy who slapped an inmate.